Hey guys, it's me, Remy. Episode 1. Hopefully y'all enjoyed this podcast. I'm still new to this. I'm still trying to learn this. Hopefully I get better over time. But right now, I think my podcast is going to be just me, like almost like blogging, you know, things that just on my mind of the day. And lately, what's been bothering me lately this week or the last couple of months is that I feel like as millennials, that we're kind of dropping the ball. We're kind of like the lost generation. We have so much potential, but we're still not quite sure how to use that full potential. I feel like this generation that we are, that we have so much things that we can do when it comes to social media, technology, just so many things that we have, so many tools that our parents didn't have. But for some reason, I still feel like America has kind of failed us a little bit. In the sense that, you know, when I graduated from high school, Bush just got into office. And then when I left college, Bush was leaving office. And he kind of left America, what, on the verge of what, bankruptcy. He had to bail out GM. People were losing their houses left and right. Companies were closing left and right. So people were graduating from college and they couldn't find jobs. And the jobs they did find were like low paying jobs. And so we never had the chance, the opportunity to really get ourselves like off the ground. And some have, don't get me wrong. Some of my friends have found decent jobs and some haven't. And then some of them got so content with their parents taking care of them, they don't even have the drive or the hunger in them anymore to even look for a decent job. They kind of just kind of gave up. You know, now they're like 35 years old, still living in their parents' house and never left. You have some who never left. I take pride that I left many times. I had to come back a couple of times because of financial difficulties, but I'd rather have taken the pride of saying that at least I left. Imagine this, you're the person who never left. You're the person who never left the house where your mama changed your diapers in, like you never left. And a lot of the millennials, they never left, and that's the problem. They never left. And I just feel like, you know, we need to learn how to leave. And most of us don't know how to leave or don't want to learn how to leave. And then I also realized that some people are just content with not bettering themselves, which is kind of scary, but it's a reality. Like, you know, people that I work with, people that I talk to, like, they're just kind of content with, like, living in their parents' house and, you know, everything's still in their mom and dad's name. And they're kind of content with, you know, mom paying most of their bills and, you know, they really are content. They became what I call vision blind. They're vision blind and they're just content and they kind of lost their way and they don't know how to get back. And some of them just don't care to get back, to get, you know, back to the path, you know, to get back on the beaten path and to make something out of themselves. And I feel like some of us are guilty by association because you hang around people, you have no desire to do anything. If you're the only one in the group that's trying to make more than $15,000, then you need to get yourself a new group of friends. If you're the only one in the group who don't want to work at White Castle for 30 years or Burger King or, you know, Captain D's or whatever, you may need to get yourself a group of friends. Sometimes you may be the only one in the group who's trying to be somebody. And when you surround yourself with a bunch of people who, like, they just don't care. They don't want to be nobody. They like being a loser. They like living off other people. They like to panhandle. And you, like I said, you're the only one in the group that's trying to be someone. You're trying to be somebody. You know, you want financial freedom or financial stability. You want a career and not just some mediocre deadbeat job. You're the only one in the group that's trying to be someone. You may need to get yourself a new set of friends. And, you know, and sometimes you have to, you know, leave people behind. You know, you can't take everybody with you. That's nothing. Some people will bring you down, and they will never help build you up. There are some people that you've got to leave behind for the simple fact that they have no desire to become something. And if you don't want to drag around dead weight the rest of your life, you have to know when to let some people go. It's okay to let some people go when they have no desires, no ambitions, no hunger, no nothing. They just don't care. But you know what? You have got to let them go. You have got to surround yourself with people who have the same desires as you, the same hunger as you, who are as ambitious as you, who are just as determined as you, who just have the strong will to pull themselves up by their bootstraps and be somebody. And if you are the only one in the group who's carrying your own weight, you need new friends. And you also have to understand, people who call themselves your friends are not always your friends. Everybody doesn't want you to be successful. Because if you get to be successful and they still stuck in the hood and they still stuck in the ghetto, then they don't like that. So if I can't make it, you can't make it. And you're going to have some friends who are secretly praying against you, who don't want you to be successful. Be careful about who you think who are your friends. Because everyone is not your friend. Be very careful about that. So you have to understand that everybody that is around you doesn't necessarily want you to be successful. And that may be a hard pill to swallow, but it's a real truth and a real reality. So be very careful about who you call friends, who you let in, who you got in your personal circle, who's in your group. Surround yourself with people who think like you, like-minded people. And sometimes that's hard to find sometimes in this day and age, because you realize more people are against you than for you, especially when it comes to trying to be successful. Most people are trying to compete against you and want you to fail, then actually work with you and y'all build something great together. Everybody doesn't want your empire to grow before theirs. And you have to understand that. That's a hard pill to swallow, but you have to understand that everybody doesn't want you to be successful. And everybody doesn't have your back. Sometimes you've got to travel alone, be successful alone, build things alone. You're going to have to learn the hard way. But it's, you know, learn the hard way or don't learn at all. That's my advice. And that concludes my episode for today. Like I said, my episodes every day will be something different. You know, pop culture, everyday issues, struggles, whatever. You can email me. I have it in my profile. There's a topic that you want me to talk about. Hopefully you enjoyed this episode.